Glia. Within the nervous system, there are approximately 10 times as many glial cells as nerve cells. There are 6 types of glial cells in the human nervous system. Their function is to support and protect and nourish neurons. Glial cells also form the blood-brain barrier. The barrier protects the brain by preventing the entry of many substances, such as certain drugs, from the blood. Given their essential functions and their associations to various neurological diseases, it is important to have an understanding of these cells. 4 types of glial cells are found in the CNS: astrocytes, microglial cells, ependymal cells, oligodendrocytes. Astrocytes. The name of astrocytes come from a star-like shape. They are the most abundant form of glial cell within the CNS. Astrocytes are involved in a variety of functions. Astrocyte extensions wrap around both neurons and surrounding capillaries, small blood vessels. In this way, they anchor the nerve cells to blood vessels and regulate the transport of substances from the blood into the brain. Microglia cells. The long extensions of microglia cells come into close contact with different nerve cells, and their role is protection. If they detect damaged or infected tissue, the microglia cells are converted to immune-like cells that destroy the dead cells and microorganisms. This function is essential to the health of the CNS, as immune cells do not enter the brain under normal circumstances. Ependymal cells. The ependymal cells are located within the fluid-filled spaces within the brain and spinal cord. They produce a fluid called cerebrospinal fluid, CSF, that occupies these spaces. Ependymal cells possess small microscopic hair-like structures called cilia on their surfaces. By moving their cilia, they also help to maintain the movement of CSF. Oligodendrocytes. Oligodendrocytes wrap around the largest nerve cells in the CNS to isolate them from surrounding cells through the production of a myelin sheath. Multiple sclerosis, often referred to simply as MS, is a chronic inflammation of the CNS, characterized by destruction of the myelin sheath. This affects the nerve's ability to manage nerve impulses, leading to a variety of neurological symptoms depending on where in the brain this occurs. 2 types of glial cells are found in the peripheral nervous system, PNS. Satellite cells, Schwann cells. Satellite cells and Schwann cells. Satellite cells and Schwann cells. Satellite cells surround the soma of certain types of nerve cells that are found outside the CNS. These cells are part of sympathetic, parasympathetic, or sensory systems. Their function is unknown, but they may have similar functions to those of astrocytes in the CNS. Schwann cells coil around the axons of some nerve cells in the PNS, forming the myelin sheath. The purpose of a myelin sheath is to isolate the axon. This increases the speed of nerve impulse conduction as compared with impulses in nerve cells without a myelin sheath. Summary: nervous tissue is composed of 2 main groups of cells, neurons that send nerve impulses and glial cells that support neurons. In the following section, we look more closely at the nerve impulse.